This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New optical imaging technique could improve donor liver assessment before transplantation. Editorially reviewed by Porgy Pahakadz, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. Researchers have developed a new optical imaging technology that may help surgeons more accurately assess the quality of donor livers before transplantation, according to a study published in Science Translational Medicine in June 2026. The technique, called polarization-sensitive optical coherence tomography, PSOCT, provides real-time visualization of liver tissue structure at a microscopic level, potentially reducing the number of unsuitable organs used in transplantation and improving patient outcomes. Key takeaways: PSOCT technology enables non-invasive, real-time assessment of donor liver tissue quality before surgical transplantation. The imaging technique uses polarized light to visualize collagen organization and structural integrity in liver tissue. Early clinical evaluation suggests the method could help distinguish viable from non-viable donor organs with greater accuracy than current methods. Implementation of this technology could reduce organ discard rates and expand the donor pool for transplant candidates. Study at a glance real-time imaging PSOCT provides microscopic level tissue visualization without invasive biopsy, enabling rapid donor organ assessment at the time of procurement. How PSOCT imaging works in liver assessment. Polarization-sensitive optical coherence tomography visualizes tissue structure through collagen organization patterns. Micron-scale resolution depth, non-invasive assessment method, real-time intraoperative feedback. Source: Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 855, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Current challenges in donor liver selection. Organ transplantation remains a critical intervention for patients with end-stage liver disease, yet significant challenges persist in determining which donor livers are suitable for use. Current assessment methods rely on clinical history, laboratory values, and visual inspection during organ procurement, approaches that are often subjective and may not fully capture tissue-level damage from factors such as cold ischemia, warm ischemia, or steatosis, fatty infiltration. According to the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, many potentially viable donor organs are discarded each year because surgeons cannot confidently assess their quality in the time constraints of organ procurement. This represents both a loss to individual transplant candidates on lengthy waiting lists and a broader public health inefficiency in organ utilization. Traditional assessment methods, such as liver biopsies or subjective visual grading, carry practical limitations, including time delays, sampling error, and potential tissue damage that could further compromise marginal organs. How PSOCT technology provides microscopic insight. Polarization-sensitive optical coherence tomography represents a novel approach to real-time tissue assessment, according to the research published in Science Translational Medicine. The technology uses polarized light beams to penetrate tissue and measure the organization of collagen fibers, a key structural indicator of tissue health and integrity. By analyzing how polarized light scatters and reflects within tissue, PSOCT generates high-resolution cross-sectional images that reveal the internal architecture of liver tissue without requiring invasive biopsy. This imaging capability enables surgeons to visualize tissue-level damage patterns associated with ischemic injury, fibrosis, or steatosis at the point of care, during the critical window of organ procurement when transplant decisions must be made rapidly. The technique provides objective, quantifiable data on tissue structure rather than relying on subjective visual assessment alone. By integrating PSOCT into the donor organ evaluation workflow, transplant teams can make more informed decisions about organ viability in near real time, according to the source study. Expanding the donor pool through improved assessment. One of the most significant potential impacts of PSOCT technology is its ability to help identify viable organs that might otherwise be discarded. The Science Translational Medicine study suggests that more accurate viability assessment could reduce unnecessary organ discard rates and expand the effective donor pool. This has direct implications for transplant candidate outcomes. Patients currently on waiting lists might gain access to organs that would have been rejected under current assessment protocols, potentially reducing wait times and associated morbidity. The technology may be particularly valuable for assessing marginally viable organs from extended criteria donors, older donors, or those with comorbidities, where tissue quality assessment is most challenging and most clinically important. By providing objective data on tissue integrity, PSOCT could help transplant teams confidently accept organs that are suitable despite marginal appearance or donor characteristics. This represents a shift from cautious organ discard toward evidence-based acceptance, grounded in tissue-level physiology rather than clinical heuristics alone. Links to resources on clinical updates in transplantation and patient-centered transplant information can provide additional context on these evolving practices. Polarization-sensitive optical coherence tomography enables non-invasive, real-time microscopic assessment of donor liver tissue structure, providing objective data on viability and potentially reducing organ discard rates. Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 855, June 2026. Clinical translation and implementation questions. While the technology shows promise, several practical questions remain before widespread clinical adoption. Implementation would require integration of PSOCT devices into operating room workflows, training of transplant surgeons and procurement teams, and development of standardized protocols for image interpretation. The cost-effectiveness of the technology, compared to the value of expanded organ availability and improved patient outcomes, will be an important consideration for transplant programs and healthcare systems. Additionally, further clinical validation across diverse donor populations, organ conditions, and transplant centers will be necessary to establish PSOCT as a standard assessment tool. The research published in Science Translational Medicine represents an important proof of concept, but prospective multi-center trials will be needed to confirm that PSOT-guided assessment decisions actually improve transplant outcomes compared to current practice. What this means for patients: liver transplant candidates may gain access to a larger pool of viable donor organs through more accurate quality assessment, potentially reducing wait times and improving outcomes for those with end-stage liver disease. For clinicians, transplant surgeons and procurement teams may use PSOCT to obtain objective, real-time tissue-level data to inform organ acceptance decisions, reducing reliance on subjective visual assessment and potentially confidence in using marginal organs. For policymakers, health systems should consider investing in PSOCT technology development and multi-center validation studies to establish whether improved donor organ assessment translates to better population-level transplant outcomes and more efficient organ utilization. Frequently asked questions. Why is donor liver assessment so challenging? Donor livers can sustain damage from multiple factors: cold ischemia, time without blood flow during preservation, warm ischemia, time during procurement, and pre-existing conditions like fatty infiltration or cirrhosis. Current assessment methods, relying on visual inspection and laboratory tests, often cannot fully characterize tissue-level damage in the limited time available during organ procurement, leading to conservative discard decisions. How does polarization-sensitive OCT differ from standard imaging? Standard imaging techniques like ultrasound or CT provide low-resolution, macro-level views of organ structure. PSOCT uses polarized light to achieve micron-scale resolution of tissue architecture, specifically collagen organization, at depths up to 1 to 2 millimeters. This allows assessment of tissue health at a microscopic level without invasive biopsy, and the imaging can be done rapidly during organ procurement. Could PSOCT technology be used for other organs? While the published research focuses on liver assessment, the underlying principle of using polarized light to visualize tissue structure is not liver-specific. Other solid organs, kidney, heart, pancreas, might benefit from similar optical assessment technology, though each organ would require specific validation studies and protocol development tailored to its unique physiology and procurement requirements. The introduction of PSOCT technology for donor liver assessment represents a shift toward precision medicine in organ transplantation, replacing subjective visual judgment with quantitative tissue-level data. As transplant programs explore implementation of this technology, ongoing research will be essential to confirm that improved viability assessment translates into clinically meaningful improvements in patient survival and quality of life. The field of organ preservation and assessment continues to evolve, with technologies like this supporting the broader goal of expanding access to life-saving transplantation for patients with organ failure. Source: Human Donor Liver Viability Evaluation with Polarization-Sensitive Optical Coherence Tomography, Science Translational Medicine, Volume 18, Issue 855, June 2026.